Good morning to everyone. I hope that you are all doing well. In the gospel accounts, there are many examples of Jesus healing people with various medical infirmities and disabilities, including blindness, deafness, being unable to speak, unable to walk. But there is one healing of Jesus that is unique to all the others. Let me read the account of this healing in Mark chapter 8. In verse 22, it says, quote, "Some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. When he had spit on the man's eyes and put his hands on him, Jesus asked, 'Do you see anything?' He looked up and said, 'I see people. They look like trees walking around.' Once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were opened. His sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly." So, what is unique about this particular healing? And no, it wasn't the fact that Jesus used his spit as a type of healing agent. There are other examples of this practice in the Gospels. What makes this healing unique is the fact that it was the only recorded miraculous healing which can be said to have happened gradually. In every other healing, the person was immediately healed. However, this healing came in stages. Remember, after Jesus first laid his healing hands on the man, Jesus asked him if he could see. The man responded that he could see a little, but not fully. Jesus then laid his hands on the man a second time. This time, the man could see clearly. Brethren, there are at least two lessons here for Christians today. The first lesson is this: no one is able to see and understand all of God's truth all at once. None of us, no follower of Christ, becomes a full-grown, mature Christian suddenly. It doesn't work like that. It takes time to fully see the spiritual truths of God. Now, this leads to the second lesson, which is this: no one is converted instantaneously. Brethren, our individual conversion, the conversion from the ways of the world to the ways of Jesus Christ, takes time. In fact, it takes a lifetime. Friends, let us all remember that each one of us is a work in progress. Through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, developing a deeper, fuller understanding of God takes time. In fact, fully understanding God may very well take eternity, and our brief human experience here on earth is just the beginning stage. Amen.